DW.
Das war Prüfungszeit Ende Januar, als ich die Kündigung von der Deutsche Bank bekommen habe.
I received the termination letter from Deutsche Bank when I was in the middle of my exams. I was shocked because I feel discriminated against and placed under general suspicion. I want to marry my girlfriend here in Germany and maybe work here after I complete my studies. But I'm afraid my plans are in jeopardy if these things continue.
For Noah Al-Sareya and many other Yemeni students in Germany, 2017 began with a nasty surprise. For at least 4 months now, several German credit institutes, including Deutsche Bank, have been cancelling the bank accounts of dozens of students and business people without giving any reason. Even Yemeni diplomats, all of them Commerzbank customers, have been affected by the wave of cancellations.
I'd like to apologize to you for any irritation which may have been caused by the termination of our business relationship. Due to changes in business policy, we will no longer support or transact business with Yemen.
According to Yemen's ambassador in Germany, Yahya Mohammed Abdullah Al-Shaibi, business relations with Commerzbank have been in place for 2 decades without problems. That's until the termination letters arrived in October last year. It's a mystery to him why the cancellations hit Yemen out of all countries.
There's a lot of situations, you know, other countries like Syria, like Iraq, like different countries, and they never also close their accounts. So what situation is going to be different in Yemen than other countries? They have this kind of problems. If they really think that there is a problem in Yemen, tell us exactly there's a problem 1, 2, and 3. So I can't really discuss this one with my government, and we can tell you how to solve this problem.
German Foreign Ministry spokesman Dr. Martin Schäfer says they are aware of the issue and looking into it.
I am aware of corresponding complaints by Yemeni citizens in Germany. Naturally, not having a bank account doesn't make the life of Yemeni students in Germany any easier. I am not aware of a policy for which the ministry has a shared responsibility that would have to compel a bank to make such a decision. I'm also not aware of the background of this matter.
Foreign ministry sources also say the ministry is in contact with the Yemeni embassy and trying to offer support. But Ambassador Al-Shaibi doesn't feel their help so far has been enough. Al-Shaibi says the terminations are causing many practical problems for the embassy, from paying salaries, rent and electricity, to distributing more than $1 million in scholarship money to Yemeni students in Germany every 3 months.
Everything has really gone from these accounts. If we really can't do that, our work is going to stop. One bank really they accept us is the Kuwaiti Turkish Bank. But this bank really has only one branch in Berlin. And we're talking about students there all over Germany. Really very hard for them. Some of them in Frankfurt, they are in Bonn, everywhere. And also very hard for us to transfer their money.
My name is Abdul Hamid Al-Mahfadi, president of the Association of Yemeni Students in Germany.
After realizing in late January the account terminations weren't isolated cases, Al-Mahfadi polled all 500 Yemeni students in Germany to find out just how many of them received one of the dreaded letters.
84 students have said that they are victims of Deutsche Bank, Commerzbank, or Postbank, and their accounts have been cancelled without giving any reason to them. 20% of our association is a very big number, and the number is increasing week by week.
Like Commerzbank, Deutsche Bank in its cancellation letters also refer to the prevailing contractual freedom in Germany. This means service providers such as banks, as well as customers, have the right to terminate accounts without giving any reason. Private banks also aren't obliged to grant new applications for more than the most basic type of account. Al-Mahfadi says most students receive their letters in the middle of January, which means they only have until the end of March before their accounts expire. With a few exceptions like the Turkish Kuwaiti KT Bank headquartered in Berlin, most banks have not been willing to open new accounts for students or diplomats. Yemeni diplomats in other European countries and other foreign diplomats in Germany have not been targeted. Student representative Al-Mahfadi says that goes for students too.
From my point of view and from the point of view of all the students, this must be never happened. Because all the students are studying in German universities, they have done nothing wrong. And if there is something wrong from few from them, that must be declared and justified from the banks and not to paint all the students with the same brush.
The this isn't the first time a significant number of students of the same nationality have had their German bank accounts cancelled. In 2013, during the nuclear standoff with Iran, the accounts of more than 2,000 Iranian students in Germany, Austria, and the Czech Republic were frozen. Most of them were customers at Commerzbank, Deutsche Bank, and Hypo Vereinsbank. 2,000 is a large number in comparison to the fewer than 100 known Yemeni cases, but then far more Iranian nationals live in Germany than Yemeni. And at the time, Iranian diplomats were not affected. But what exactly is the reason for this wave of cancellations across the banking sector? Do banks exchange information about terminated accounts? And why has the move only targeted people from Yemen?
It's possible that it is a discrimination of a single nationality, and it's possible that it is a violation of antitrust law in Germany.
That's Data Protection Officer Michael Kaiser. He works in Germany's banking capital Frankfurt for the state's Data Protection Commissioner. And this is his theory on what's going on. German law forces domestic banks to collect the nationality of their customers. Background checks and research into possible money laundering or financing of terrorism are time-consuming. And time is money. While German law prohibits exchanging information about single customers, according to Kaiser, it is legal to exchange views on countries.
I think that banks had exchanged information about money laundering and terrorism financing, and their views on Yemen in respect to money laundering and terrorism financing causes the termination of the contract.
None of this does anything to help the affected Yemeni, who continue to face the daily challenges of managing their lives and work without a bank account. For DW, this is Benjamin Bartke.
This report was brought to you by DW.